Good seeing you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Council. Back again with the next step in the North Planning Area. You know, the North Planning Area includes the Herring Creek expansion of the Unified Sewer District. We have been making some progress. I was attending the annual HOA meeting for Winding Creek Village, part of the Herring Creek area. Outlined the steps there. The steps include, one of the items we would like to include in the steps is to have a more interactive process in designing the sewer laterals for the individual customers. And that may be group laterals or trying to serve more than one, reducing the plumbing costs. As part of this project, we need to have several steps. We need the aerial-based survey. We need the environmental assessment done, so historical resources have to be located. And we want to work with the customers on this, let's call it, service optimization package. So I sat down with Whitman. We negotiated the next step in their contract amendment because it is the North Coastal Planning Area, and you have authorized the work to go through Whitman Record Associate for that area. That would be amendment number 8, which deals with these limited scope items in the Herring Creek area. We would come back once we have worked through that and approach you with the final design request. Neither one of these includes any inspection or administration services because, as you know from our previous presentations, we're trying to expand our footprint in that particular area, and we will work with our finance director in reflecting that approach in the next year's, the 2018 budget. So, having said all these, we do have a recommendation for you with regards to amendment number 8 to the Whitman contract.
Please read it.
Now I have to put my glasses on.
I understand.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that amendment number 8 to the base engineering contract for the North Coastal Planning Area with Whitman Record and Associates be approved in the amount not to exceed $102,649 for aerial mapping, environmental assessment of the Herring Creek area.
Pleasure, Council.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item on the agenda is the Bridgeville Legacy Landfill and the associated area around it, which we control. When I made a change from Kent to Sussex Counties, I stepped from one legacy landfill to 6. Mm-hmm. So there was a significant increase. Bridgeville was the last landfill in active service under Sussex County, rules. And we have some significant legacy issues there. And the worst one, in my opinion, is we have taken control of some of the downstream areas due to the groundwater monitoring requirements. One of the properties we took control of a number of years ago is this particular adjacent property, which previously was used in the ag business as a chicken farm. The previous landowner had lifetime rights. Lifetime rights expired a few years ago. The property is now uninhabited. And we have, in my opinion, what I would call call it liability issues because we have large open chicken houses, no access other than no trespassing signs. So it is high time that we solve these and demolish the buildings and level the site to the, pre-existing conditions. We have no intentions of developing the site, obviously anything but a groundwater monitoring buffer for
us. Is there a home also with these chickens?
The home has previously been demolished. So, but all the ag buildings are there, and they're numerous.
Are they old ag buildings?
They are old ag buildings. They're dilapidated. They're falling in. Some of them have collapsed. There, as I said, there's a number of issues associated with the site access and the condition of the building.
Well, Sam, I was thinking of an affordable housing program for chickens. Because some of these houses are getting awful fancy.
They're not quite that old. Some of them aren't.
Okay. We'll talk about it later.
Motion, sir.
This was an advertised bid. Now, I have one caveat I'd like to say. The initial low bidder, when I reviewed the bid and calculated the tonnage for the disposal, had underbid the contract by so much that they could not cover the disposal, the legal disposal cost. I offered for them to withdraw the bid because I consider any bid which cannot cover costs as unbalanced. Mm-hmm. The county engineer has the right to make the unbalanced determination. So having said that, I removed them with their concurrence after they concluded in my calculations at the same end. And we have an apparent low bidder which has concluded they cover all the costs. So I feel this was well within our budget and it's well within time. I do have a motion for your consideration. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that contract 17-008, Sussex County Bridgeville Landfill Building Demolition be awarded to the Brightfields Inc. of Wilmington, Delaware at the base bid amount of $132,362.50.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
And what are they doing? Just
Wilson.
Are they removing the buildings? Is that what you said?
Full removal of all structures to an approved disposal area that would be Delaware Solid Waste Authority.
And it's 132,000, is that what you said? For
correct.
132,600.
And how many chicken houses is there?
There's a total of 6 chicken houses. Oh, mm-hmm. There's a number of concrete pads. There's a number of silos. Mm-hmm. There is several storage sheds. There's 3 well houses. I think when I counted it all, it was 27 structures.
27? Okay. All right. That doesn't sound so expensive.
Any more questions of council? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson.
That used to be Mr. Eve West's farm.
Yeah. Whose?
Mr. Eve West.
Oh, yeah.
Any more questions? We'll take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have
one more thing, Mr. Ashman.
Yes, I'll stay up.
Stay right up there.
This is a ground jewel presentation.
Proposed resolution establishing Chapel Branch District.
Ground jewel.
You just have park practice and burn it down.
Well, I guess I can do that.
Still good morning. I'm here before you for the Chapel Branch Sanitary Sewer District. In July, the engineering department held a public hearing on the boundaries, and on August 9th, County Council adopted those proposed boundaries. On October 14th, the engineering department held a referendum. It was a well-attended referendum, in my opinion. The results of the referendum were 311 in favor to 11 against. The main two communities are currently operating their own on-site facilities, and both of those communities are the ones that require some serious upgrades come 2021. And the resolution is, sort of long to get through all this one. Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District declared under the provisions of Title IX, Chapter 65 of Delaware Code, whereas the eligible voters of the proposed Chapel Branch area approved the creation of the sewer district by a vote of 311-11 in an election held on October 14th, 2016. And whereas Title IX Delaware Code, Section 6507, requires the County Council to issue a determination of the sewer district within 30 days of its approval by the eligible voters. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the County Council of Sussex County, Delaware, hereby determines that the eligible voters of the Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District have approved the creation of said district, and a description of the Chapel Branch area is described.
Question of Council.
The systems are owned by these HOAs. Their current systems. They have a central collection system, or do they have individuals?
The two existings have central collection systems
that are owned by the HOAs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not. We're not dealing with one of those private. Company.
No.
Okay.
We'll question the council.
How many yeas, brother?
Somebody.
311.
311.
Somebody 211. Move for adoption.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Second, Mr. Arlette.
I'm so happy.
Second. Any questions on this?
No.
She's happy quick.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, and thank you very much.
Mr. Cole.
You're welcome, yes.
This has been going on 7 years.
Mr. Arlet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thanks for passes.
Anything else while Joan's happy?
Everybody's happy. Election day's coming, everybody's happy. Grant request, Mrs. Jennings, we have one.
The one we have is the Christian Storehouse. They're requesting $200 or more to repair their freezer utilized in their food pantry. Last grant received was $4,000 for their community outreach, which was $2,000 from Mr. Phillips and $500 from the other four council members in 2014.
As your council.
I'm saving up because, you know, I gave a lot towards the affordable housing.
Well, their only answer was 200, right?
Well, never mind, but my account is down half to half of what you guys have.
I'm making a motion.
So I want to beg off this one.
Sam, where is this located? Where is Christian? It's in what district?
Millsboro.
And how much would you like to give, Mr. Arlet?
Well, I mean, they're asking for $200 or more. Last time you mentioned in total, it was, what was the total last time?
It was 4,000 last time.
4,000.
That was for community outreach.
What did this council get last time?
We're fixing a freezer this time. That's the request is to fix a freezer. The other thing was a whole different issue. So forget the other one. Look at this one.
The freezer costs $3,000 to repair. They've already come up with $1,000 to go towards it. So total repair of the freezer that they haven't come up with is $2,000.
But they've asked for?
200 or more.
Okay. Right. So therefore, I would offer $500.
Second. Motion, Mr. Arlet, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 from Mr. Arlet's council bank account to the Christian Storehouse for repairs their food pantry freezer. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carries. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Oh, this has come up before.
Mr. Cole's got something.
This was should have been done, I think, this morning about letters and stuff. Anyway, this is a letter of appreciation to Michael Brady and the Public Works Department staff from a Mr. William Maylander and William Marshall and Fred Oswald. And I believe they were the homeowners at Bayfront in Rehoboth. And anyway, our staff at Public Works helped them out. A letter of appreciation thanking us for the good work. That's all I'd like to say. No.
Council member comments? Mrs. Deaver.
I mentioned this before, and I come from the business world, and when I always thought, well, if this person's a business person, then this person would be good in office. I'm not sure that the county government is a business. And if it is a business, or if government is a business, then where are the people's rights? So I don't think a county government is a business. And that's just an opinion, and I'm finished.
Can we keep your flip advertising?
Can we run it
any
like
comments
a business?
From council?
Hold on, Sam.
I mean, Jordan, comments?
No, I just want to say.
Steve, any more comments?
I just say we could try to run it like a business.
Mr. Arlet.
Just two thoughts, Mr. President, or maybe three thoughts. Number one, it is November 1st, so No Shave November is upon us. I'd like
go.
To see who other council members might want to participate. And of course, the purpose is to acknowledge and remember, of course, the cancer. It's to acknowledge that and as a reminder. So I will be participating again this year. So you stay healthy, because I don't want to have to shave myself when you get back. Well, that was my gig last time, so stay healthy. So that's number one. Number two is next Tuesday, as we all know, is a big voting day. We encourage all Sussex counties to get out and vote, cast their vote. Their vote does matter. And look forward to Return Day. And finally, I do know that, to your point earlier, last week, Roxana is having their first cadet workshop, if you would, on Sunday at 6. So
very
we
good.
Look forward to their first event.
Sure, very good.
To provide a solution to the volunteer fire service.
Any more comments from council?
Ms. Jean, did you leave
Mr. Wilson.
Did you leave off of my request?
There's nothing else on the agenda, sir.
I believe I called and asked something to be put on there.
Well, apparently we forgot it.
Evidently.
So we can't get back on there now, but we'll deal with that next time.
We'll do it next Tuesday, Sam. Show up next Tuesday.
The two Tuesdays. Okay, motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Second.
Mr. Dever, second. Mr. Arlett, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Dever?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Obvious, motion carried.